from beautiful and sunny, cloudy Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ATIA 2020. Brought to you by AFB Access World.
For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey, I found a quieter place in ATIA 2020, and I got to tell you, that is not something that you can easily say because there are people all over this place. People like Dave Tucker, who I caught up with, and we found a quiet spot to talk about his product. And let's just give an idea, kind of a 30,000-foot overview of what the product is so our listeners can learn more about it, and then we can drill down a little deeper if you want.
Yeah, sure. So my product is Glean, and it's a web-based note-taking application designed to help people get the most value from meetings, presentations, conversations, interviews. We're talking about spoken sources. How do you both engage in the moment, but also capture all of the value from it and do something useful with it?
And so platforms, would you run this on the web? Is this an app that you would use on a smartphone or?
So it's a web application that has been built for Chrome. So currently we just support the Chrome browser. Okay. But we do have a mobile application which will be released shortly that works in sync with the web version. So any notes you take on your phone or your tablet are going to be synced to the cloud and then accessible immediately through the browser as well.
Cool. Okay, so that's the overview kind of part. Take me through a use case. What are we doing and how are we saving that information and can we export it?
Good questions. So currently we're really focused on supporting students with disabilities in higher education. So I'll use that as my use case. Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm going to class. I'm listening to my professor. What I do is I start recording the class. And what's different immediately about what we do with that recording is we try to make the interface for the recording much easier to work with. And the big challenge you have is often it's just a single stream of information. And if we had that with text, it would be very difficult to parse. That's why we have commas, we have full stops, we have marks within text to help break it up in ways that make sense. And what we've done with Glean is a similar thing for speech. So we listen out for the pauses in between each phrase and display those separately as, we call them speech bubbles, bubbles on the screen. And that means that you can navigate through your audio recording by skipping from phrase to phrase rather than trying to cycle 10 seconds back or 10 seconds forward. And that's a visual representation on the screen. Because it's visual, I can start annotating that recording instead of having to write things down. And what we're trying to achieve with Glean is meaningful notes with minimal efforts. And to address the note-taking problem, we have to really go right to the source of what the challenge is. And the challenge is, and we call this the note-taker's dilemma, the challenge is you're trying to focus in the moment. You're trying to concentrate and understand what's being said. In the case of an interview, you're trying to participate in that interview or meeting. So you're trying to do that, but you also want to capture the value from that class, that presentation. And in the case of students at college, actually, you want to be able to come back to that information and study from it later. I'm a firm believer that note-taking is one of the most overlooked opportunities for improving learning outcomes. Note-taking actually models how we learn. I love using the example of our digestive system. So we have our stomach, which breaks down food into smaller pieces. We have our bowels that absorb it over a period of time, and then we discard what we don't need at the end. And note-taking does the same thing for information. We're breaking down large pieces of information into smaller pieces. We're then synthesizing that information through summarizing it, and then we review it over a period of time and discard the stuff we know we don't need anymore.
And different people have different constitutions, or in the case of my teenager, it has to involve Pokemon.
There we go. So let's go back to the student in the class, right? How do we solve this note-taker's dilemma? Well, we do it by breaking up that very complex process into two separate stages. So in the moment, you're wanting to focus but have a distraction-free experience of annotating that recording. And in the software, you can label things with emoji. We call them labels. You've got an exclamation mark to say this is important. You've got a thinky face to say, oh, maybe I need to review this. You've got a clipboard to say this is a task. So you're marking up that audio, and the software will put an emoji in the audio. It then associates that period of audio with the equivalent of an index card that goes into a feed. And that card then enables you to come back and listen to that information, and it prompts you to say, you should add a note.
Right.
And the idea is, instead of trying to do everything at once, you do that first stage during the class, and then you come back and you just review the parts that you need to. You're not reviewing the whole recording.
And if you're really anal, you go back through it again and add those secondarily, and so that way you could just simplify and filter down that information. Right?
Absolutely. Okay. And then you're left with just this condensed format of notes that are associated to the audio. So you can actually just re-listen to the audio if that's what you want to do. So, I mean, full disclosure, we didn't develop this for visually impaired users. It's actually quite a visual program. But the fact that it is easy, it makes working with speech easier to navigate through, that you do have those annotation options that enable you to associate audio with notes, actually means in the future, and actually if we have more use testing, it could be a valuable tool. One of the things that's really important to us is accessibility. We've worked in this industry for over 10 years. Glean is our brand new product, but before that we have a tool called Audio Notetaker, which is, again, audio-based note-taking tool for the desktop and mobile. With Glean, we've completely gone back to basics and rethought about the problem again and redesigned a solution based on everything we've learned over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
But one of the things that was really important to us was to bake accessibility in from the beginning. And that starts with our developers in the way that we structure our code base. Then it moves on to testing, and we don't just test to make sure we've ticked the boxes and we've followed the guidelines for accessibility. No, we're wanting usability testing. So we simulate using the software, using Chrome plugins. Mm-hmm. We work with other assistive technology tools such as screen readers to see what that experience is like. And also, we've done usability testing with visually impaired users as well, despite that not being our target market. Because we believe that we need to get the basics right. This is a brand new tool. And if we don't get that right now, we're not going to be able to go back and add it in afterward. So we're paying a lot of attention to that.
And it's funny because in the early days of analog tape, we actually, as visually impaired and blind individuals, used to have tones that we could add. So you would fast forward till you heard the tone, rewind, and then pick that up. So if it was something that you knew you needed, or if it was a chapter stop, like somebody was reading something in class, or if you wanted to switch, you would actually hold the tone down on your four-track recorder, and that's how you would leave yourself a note. So a lot of blind and low-vision users kind of were doing something very similar, although not having the filtering options and stuff like that. And a lot of, you know, if you're listening to audio as your primary form of information gathering, then yes, any way that you can minimize and remove the stuff that you don't want to hear to get to the stuff you do want to hear is super, super crucial. You know, that's why a lot of people read books primarily in a synthetic speech, because they want that information as fast as they can get it. The human voice sometimes, if they can't speed it up on a player, for some users, will just bore them to tears, you know.
It's too slow. Yes, yeah. And in our current tool, Audio Notetaker, we have features to be able to speed up that recording without changing the pitch of the voice.
Yeah.
So we do have quite a lot of audio processing under the hood. Actually, my father, who founded the company, he's my co-founder. We ran it together for 6 years. His background is speech research and speech processing.
Wow.
So he brought in that engineering side. He worked at Hewlett Packard, HP Labs in Bristol for a long time. But with the feedback we got from low vision users was that it's not fast enough. And like for us, it's like, this is too fast already. We've gone beyond what we need to in terms of the range.
Right.
But actually, we kept getting told it's not fast enough. So I completely understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, and it's a different cognitive form of approach. And I understand it. And a perfect example is I read synthetic speech for work-related tasks. And when I read audiobooks, I don't speed it up. To me, it's a performance. It's dramatic. Mm-hmm. I was in drama. You know, I was a communications major. Big surprise. So for me, I want that tone, that quality of voice. If there is somebody pausing, a Shatner pause, if you will, or better, you know, a Shakespearean pause, if you will. There's, you know, never happens at RSC. But, you know, if there's that pause, it's usually gravitas. There's something there. But that could really drive some people who primarily live in the audio world just insane, you know. So
for sure, but I think what you're touching on here is really interesting, which is the value of speech as opposed to text. It contains, it's so much richer.
Yes.
It contains so much more information. And that was actually part of our philosophy at the start, is everyone on the market just wanted to convert speech to text.
Right.
Oh, I have a recording, I want it as text. And we're saying, no, speech is rich. What we need are better interfaces for working with speech. And the reason you want it as text is because all of the interfaces for working with information have been designed for text and not speech.
Sure.
But now we have the opportunity to do that. And that's definitely ingrained in part of our philosophy, that actually retaining information as speech has value, and you don't want to just lose that.
And video games is a perfect example. So some of our listeners won't get this, but in JRPGs and other things, they would color text. The most important text would be in red or blue or something to emphasize that this is something you needed to pay attention to, because it was just a wall of text. There wasn't a lot of spoken dialogue in early video games. And that's how you would get that point across of trying to get to the reader. This is the way out. This is the program solution. So we've kind of designed ourselves to go in that way.
For sure. I mean, you see it in comic books as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, words in bold.
Yep. Italicized, what
have you. Italicized. I mean, but lectures, meetings, they're performances of sort.
Agreed.
And someone says something really changes the meaning.
Sure. Well, unless you have a really dry professor, but yes, exactly. I've slept through a couple of those, so.
Yeah, for sure. So coming back to Glean, so the final thing to add is, two things. Number one, you can import your slides into it as well. So if you want to be able to access those alongside your audio recording, you can do that. The second thing that's really interesting is the format that we're capturing your notes. I mentioned they were like digital index cards. And what's really interesting about that is you're moving away from the page being the format that you capture information. A great analogy I love to use, which I stole from a book, it's not a Dave Tucker original, but it's very relevant, is container ships.
Oh, okay.
So containers and container ships absolutely transformed
the shipping industry.
The shipping industry in the world. You know, prices for shipping a t-shirt from Asia to America went down from a couple of dollars to 5 cents. And suddenly this meant that it was affordable to manufacture in East Asia, and that helped develop those economies. And suddenly the world became a smaller place because moving goods around became so much cheaper. But the only thing that changed fundamentally was the metal box those items were put inside. Before the shipping container, you'd load everything up separately, get to the port. It would take a long time to load all of those items onto a ship and then off again at the end. But with a container, it can go from the factory into a container, onto a truck or a train, straight to the port, be lifted straight on, stacked onto a ship, and then the same process would happen when you landed in the port of the new country. And it was efficient. It was incredibly efficient for moving, for getting the job done. You wanted this good move from one place to another place. It was a very efficient way of doing it. And the people had that idea for a long time, but it was only when someone realized you had to change the whole process around the container, it really worked. You had to build new ports. You had to ensure that there was consistency across trains and trucks, etc. And the index card format, this way that we're capturing information, is the same thing for information. We've created a box for information that enables it to move around freely. So within our software, you can add labels currently, and then soon you will be able to filter by those labels. But shortly, hopefully, you'll be able to add hashtags and start tagging up different pieces of information. So it doesn't really matter where it came from. You can filter by it and find that information on any given topic.
It's all meta at that point.
It's all meta.
Yeah.
And likewise, you can push those single units of information to other programs. Like, let's say you're doing project management. You want to push it to Trello or your project management tool. Or you're working on Slack in the office. You want to push it to Slack to share with your colleagues. You know, because it's not on a page, it's very easy to be able to do that. And also, that container doesn't need to be text. It could be images. It could be scribbles. It could be anything. It's just a container.
Team mascot. So everything in the meeting that we were talking about that's related to your team, filter down. There you go. That was everything that came up during the global meeting. Yeah, I could see how that could work.
Yeah. So this is the vision for the product. So right now, we've got the basics, the fundamentals. The product's not even launched yet, actually. We're hoping to launch in April. Currently, we're running extensive early access to over 230 colleges here in America. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think it's exciting.
So if schools like blindness schools or assistive technology centers want to be a part or provide feedback, what should they do? How should they contact you? What should they do to learn more about the product?
Great. And at this point, we're really wanting feedback. We're wanting people to use it. We're encouraging it. It helps with our development. It helps us understand the impact that the product can have. And that helps inform where we put our efforts in terms of marketing and sales as an organization. So please do get in touch with us if this sounds interesting. So the best thing to do is to go to the Glean website, glean.co. And on there, you should find the ability to add your name to the waiting list to get access. If you don't want to wait for access through that process, you'll find a contact us form there as well. Failing that, sonnison.com is another way. So Sonnison is the name of the company, and Glean is the name of the new product.
Let's spell that so it's not anything crazy.
Yeah, so Sonnison spelled S-O-N-O-C-E-N-T.
Right.
.com.
And Glean is traditional spelling.
Glean is G-L-E-A-N.
There we go. See?
Yeah.
I gotcha. I may be a huge fan of some things made out of Cardiff that involve a very blue box. So I'm used to it, and I'm looking for that. But some of our U.S. listeners might not be as on target.
You're Cardiff City.
Well, you know, that's where the doctor hides out. I gotta, you know.
Oh, that, yeah, filmed in Cardiff. My brother lives in Cardiff.
No, does he?
Yeah.
I want to go to the Yonto Shrine for Torchwood so bad. It's not even funny. Sorry, listeners. This is a whole other conversation that we'll have on the spinoff Doctor Who podcast that I threaten JJ with all the time. But if you want to hear more, definitely stay tuned to Blind Bargains. We've got all sorts of stuff coming up. We've also got things coming up before we get to CSUN. Just roll back into the feed. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you for telling us about the product.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is Joe Steinkamp in what's now becoming a rave, if you listen to this music in the background. Waiting for strobe lights to come up any moment now.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2020.